Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1566, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Case had been affirmed by the Supreme Court that any other party or parties had opportunity to examine the hair found by Barrett and to say whether or not it resembled the hair of Mary Fagan. I did not know that Miss Jenny Mays had, nor that Miss Cora Falta, nor that Miss Alice Marjorie Mangum had ever examined or seen the hair claimed to have been found by Barrett, or that they had any knowledge as to whether the hair so found was the hair of Mary Fagan. The first intimation I ever had that these three witnesses knew anything about the hair found by Barrett, or anything about whether a comparison of the hair shown by Barrett it was the hair of Mary Fagan, I learned after my motion for new trial had been overruled, and the Supreme Court of Georgia had affirmed such overruling. I knew nothing about the fact that Albert McKnight had repudiated his story about seeing me at the home of my father-in-law about 1:30 o'clock p.m. on April 26, 1913, until after my case had been affirmed by the Supreme Court. I had never had any opportunity to talk with McKnight and did not know until the trial that he would testify falsely against me, nor did I have any opportunity to see him after the trial on account of my confinement. I had no knowledge that McKnight would testify as he did in his affidavit to the court shown at the hearing. I did not know until after my trial before the jury, and after my motion for new trial had been overruled and carried to the Supreme Court, that Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller and Miss Leocoff would testify as they had in their affidavit to the court shown at the hearing. I did not know or remember that Mrs. Miller saw and spoke to me while standing at the corner of Whitehall and Alabama Streets between the hours of 1 and 1:10 p.m. on April 26, 1913. There was no pretense that I was engaged with Conley in concealing the body from 4 minutes to 1 o'clock to 1:30 o'clock p.m. on April 26, 1913, until in the very midst of the trial, Conley testified that he and I were concealing the body from 4 minutes to 1 o'clock until 1:30. Until the very midst of the trial, therefore, the importance of this time had not occurred to me, and I had not sought to remember who I met between those times. After Conley's testimony, and after it was found to be important for me,